Hello and welcome to Charts and Hearts. I'm Sarah and she's Lindsay.
And together we're working our way through an epic list of rom-coms in order to find and categorize tropes in the hopes of creating the nerdiest spreadsheet podcasts have ever seen.
And today we're doing 2006's Failure to Launch.
Oof.
It was charming if you don't think about it too hard. Mm-hmm. this is the one with Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker, which is the Sarah Jessica Parker of it all is why we picked this movie, because we're doing a month of movies with people from First Wife Club.
Hooray!
So, and she plays a person who has a strange job that could be classified as sex work, where she helps parents convince their adult sons to move out.
By dating them.
By dating them without their knowledge that she's hired by their parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so she gets hired by Matthew McConaughey's parents and...
Hijinks
ensue, yes. Many hijinks. And then they fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Or something.
Yeah. Her job is just... Wow.
Yeah.
It's so 2006, like, who came up with this plan?
Yeah.
But I just, even before she sleeps with him.
Yeah.
Which is, and she doesn't seem to see that there's any problem with that.
No.
She's like, they're my rules, and I broke them. I'm like, you're getting paid.
Yeah.
There's a, like.
And you're outright lying to this person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually don't have his full consent, because he doesn't have the story.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's consenting to. Yeah, but, you know. Women can't sexually assault men. That would be ridiculous.
Of course.
Men always want sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was sarcasm, in case you missed it.
even at the beginning when she, like, kisses him, like, on the cheek or whatever, like, any of that, I'm just like, even putting aside the fact that she's paid to do this, she's kissing him, she's lying to him, she's also, like, she's just, it's weird that she's doing that, and that is her, like, it's not weird in a... shaming a sex worker kind of way. It's just, it's weird that this is the plot. It's like they're trying to make, I don't even know. It's just so,
it's a little bit Pygmalion. Mm-hmm. It's like gender reversed Pygmalion in terms of, like, she's trying to get these guys to, you know, be more like,
yeah,
realize the need to grow up and move out. Not that you can't be an adult and also have a roommate that is your parents, but, like, that's not the situation these people are in. Like, especially Matthew McConaughey, like, his mom does all of his laundry for him, feeds him, like, sends him off to work with lunches. Like, he's getting more done by his mom than, like, most teenagers. Like, it's like he's, like, a child. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing, the other part of this that bothers me, like, she's like, this is my job and I do it by dating them to give them confidence. I'm like, and only it's briefly mentioned that she's like, stop doing chores for them. And I'm like, what if you were a person, like a coach, to help people have open conversations with their children.
Yeah.
About, like, the issues that they're
having. A relationship coach for that situation of, like, parent-child, like, adult, forming an adult relationship with your parents.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when you are cohabitating.
This isn't a situation that is ideal for anybody right now. We're going to work towards the steps of you gaining more responsibility. And if that leads to you moving out, great.
Yeah.
And also, why can't he live in the basement? And also, why can't they just go to Hawaii to have sex? Because that's all they seem to care about. Like, that's their motivating feature.
Yeah. And also, like, it's a huge house. He could have a naked room that isn't his son's room.
I know. There's so many things that were like, their friend's son moved out, so they were able to go to Hawaii and have sex. I'm like, he's 36 years old.
Yeah. You could go on vacation.
You could go to
him.
Hawaii. Like, what is your problem?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So we've definitely moved into... observations, which is good because there's so many things. So she's, like, really tropey, but that's kind of the whole point, is, like, that she's
she moves
the stereotypical girlfriend and sort of the relationship tropes.
Yeah, it gives a little bit How to Lose a Guy
in just
the little bit of the tropes, but, like, obviously not that extreme.
Yeah, but
definitely, like, moving through the same kind of situation,
yes, like, for sure,
how to, like, forming bonds.
Yeah. And then, yes, we spoke about the parents, and character-wise, they're a bit weird, although the mom especially gets pretty redeemed by the end. But the mom is Kathy Bates, who's awesome. Oh, I always love seeing Kathy Bates.
I know. And she does, like, they have a really nice scene where she's like, I didn't want you to move out. Yeah. All of this stuff. And it's so good. And I'm like, oh, Kathy Bates, you're so good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, like, sort of retroactively, like, oh, like, she was doing a lot to try to keep her son living there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, all, you know, and I think shows that she feels bad because it means that it kind of, like, stunted his development.
Yeah. So let's talk about this McConaughey of everything.
Yeah.
So he is, like, we'll get to it in tropes, but, like, he is a man-child. He's afraid to commit. He's a douchey, charming, douchey boy. Very McConaughey.
Yeah.
Ish. Like, he never buttons up his shirts, like, all of that.
Oh, goodness.
His job is sailboat salesman. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Of course. And, like, he goes rock climbing and et cetera with his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
His Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, which, like, I really enjoy Bradley Cooper in this movie because he's really funny. He's not the main character.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Small doses of that character.
Yeah. So I think, like, the big reveal of this is that he was engaged to someone who had a son.
Yeah.
Who then died.
Yeah.
And so, and that's fine. And that's to more, like, cause hijinks and problems with Sarah Jessica Parker. But, like, he's so having that plot in there of, like, then he's not a man child. Like, he is a man child. He's reverted back to a man child, but he's not, she didn't stunt his growth. Like, he was fully grown and he was,
one would assume,
gone.
Yeah, you'd think so, because, like, his fiance had a child.
Child.
Like, you would assume that they maybe weren't fully living together, but, like, yeah, he wasn't still living at his
parents' house. And, like, he's afraid to commit for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that he's a douchey man child. Like, it's just, they wanted to throw a chink in the road, but they went too hard, I think, basically, is what it was.
Yeah, and it's, like, I don't really understand how his parents don't realize that the reason he moved back home or stayed home is because of the trauma of losing his fiance.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. And, like, and so then it's, like, the opposite of, like, getting him to fall in love with somebody else to move out is, like, exactly the opposite of what he needs. He's not going to gain confidence by enough to move out.
No.
Because of what they know he doesn't need confidence. He's bringing home women all the time.
Yeah. No, he needs to learn how to live alone is what he really needs.
Yeah, he needs therapy.
Yeah.
And to actually, like, to somebody to actually just talk to him and be like, this is, like, you need to do something with your life.
Yeah.
If it's staying at home, that's fine, but you need to, like, stop. You're in a routine of rut of just not going anywhere.
Yeah, and, like, having these relationships that don't go anywhere, but, like, on purpose from your perspective. Yeah.
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 So, yeah, it's just a weird thing. But then at the end, when they're all, he finds out about all the, I'm like, I'm on his side, which is never a side I'm on. Never on McConaughey's side.
Very rarely on Matthew McConaughey in a rom-com side.
But I, like, for a little bit, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get this. This was a really shitty thing for all of them to do.
Yeah. And so,
Yeah,
he basically plays chicken with them about, like, coming up with more and more, like, overly committed to this person statements about, like, talking about having kids together, blah blah blah, to, like, try to, like, out brave them into admitting that they've done something.
Yeah, but then he's like, then he goes back to his McConaughey-ness of, like, I was right, I can't believe they did this to me. And his friends were the ones who are like, no, we're not the same as you, I'm super successful, and Bradley Cooper, like, doofy friend, is super successful and owns his house, and his mom lives with him.
Yeah, because he travels all the time, so it's, like, he doesn't want to have an empty house.
And Bradley Cooper, travels all the time. Yeah, so it's, like, but then he's, like, so, oh, I'm not the same as this, and then, but nothing happens. That doesn't go anywhere.
Until they just, like, trap him in a closet and trick her to go to the house.
Like, it's not his decision for them to get back together. It's
no, it's forced friends. Upon them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, they're pulling from so many plots and none of it works. And then at that point too, she's like this crazy, like, flat character who has absolutely no backstory.
Yeah, that's the other weird
She has
part.
No life. She just has this job and, like, an offhanded comment from Zooey Deschanel of, like, her boyfriend lived with his parents And so therefore now she's like getting back at him because that's a terrible thing to her he did. Like, I don't, it's very strange.
So strange. And then there's also like other threads through the whole movie that I don't really know why they're there. Like, there's this whole thread of him getting bitten by various animals,
mm-hmm.
which all I can think is like so many opportunities to get a zoonotic disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's also the thread of like, boat metaphors for women.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I don't love it.
No, me either.
Yeah, because it again is like the objectification of women. Like mm-hmm. a woman, you like the idea of a woman, but not the reality of mm-hmm. a boat. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's so much work to own a boat, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah. And then
it's not great.
Yeah. And then to like drive the symmetry of the screenwriters of who think they're so clever of like, everything's falling apart and she's like, I'm gonna move back to Ohio to live with my parents. And I'm like, what?
No, Colorado.
What, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
They just like picked a name off the map. Like, we've never heard of her parents before. We've never heard of anything. Why does she have to move back home? Does she not have money? Like, what? They just want it to be symmetrical and ironic. So, but they didn't bother giving her any other character plot at all. So that it just comes out of nowhere to be like, womp womp. I'm like, what?
Oh, she thinks that living with her parents is so bad, but then when she's in trouble, she does the same thing? Like,
yeah, and instead of living with her roommate? Like, why? Yeah. Why?
Or, like, just getting a normal job?
Also true. Like, I just, like, why does she have this job instead of any other job? And just...
Well, and, like, how is this an actual full-time job?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, she seems to be working one person at a time. So, yeah. How much are these people paying her?
Ugh, yeah, so weird. It does seem like a pretty like affluent community, at least where like, you know,
yes,
people who were like mm-hmm. their parents' age were able to buy houses and then get rich. Any other observations before we move into tropes?
The only thing I was going to say is that like it is the odds, so there is some minor fat shaming and slut shaming. Which,
of course.
But the weird thing about this movie is that nobody likens her to a sex worker. It doesn't come up at all.
It's like they go out of their way mm-hmm. to avoid it.
Which is very surprising for 2006. And I'm
it
like...
It is, but also it's Sarah Jessica Parker. So like if they... Yeah, so she wouldn't have taken the role.
Yeah, that's my other observation of like, what is she doing in this movie?
I don't know.
Why is she in this movie?
She has a lot of bangs.
She does have a lot of bangs. She has a lot of weird makeup that's not... continuous, sure.
Yeah.
that there's continuity issues with her makeup in scenes.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you literally were just in one of the most popular TV shows of all times. Like what, 2 years ago?
Well, it is partly it's the, you know, pre prestige TV or like early in the stage of prestige TV.
True.
So like you couldn't really. Like, TV famous was very different than movie famous.
Movie famous? I guess so. But she was still also movie famous.
I know, but she wasn't, like, recently movie famous, I guess.
I guess so. It's just so weird.
Yeah, it's a strange
what
one.
Are you doing? And then I was thinking, because, like, right after this, she was in, did you hear about the Morgans?
Or whatever,
with Hugh Grant, which I never saw. But I'm like, did she get accidentally locked into a weird deal?
Probably.
With Paramount or whoever? Like, that's what it feels like. I'm like, what are you doing getting locked into a deal? You're 45. You're incredibly successful. You're married to an incredibly successful man. Like, it's very strange. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But it's just...
Yeah, her movie career is very strange versus her television career, for
mm-hmm,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Tropes. Oh,
tropes.
My God.
So many. Okay, you start.
Okay, so one that we just added because it was a throwaway that we almost forgot about. That she quotes Philadelphia Story.
Yeah.
Our most popular trope, not actually, but it's climbing the ranks.
Yeah, especially if you sort of genericize it to like quoting famous rom-coms.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, or famous romance movies. We've got ye old man-child who's afraid to commit and he's a charming douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful.
Yeah, and then the female lead who has... no backstory or depth with a very random job, but is very confident. And except that she gets super flustered by falling in love and all she has is him and has to leave. It sounds like it's very specific, but it's not.
No. Yeah. We've got Zooey Deschanel as the weird roommate best friend. And then we've got Bradley Cooper and that other guy who are the other friends. So yeah, we've got quirky friends.
Quirky friends, especially Zoe.
Yeah.
That's what she's best at. And then friends who get together.
Yeah.
Her and was it Justin...
Bartha?
Bartha? I think it's Bartha because I want to say Bantha and that's not correct. But that guy who's also in The Hangover. They get together. So it's friends who get together, but also quirky friends
of course.
I feel like it's like two tropes for the price of one. They're so quirky, both of them. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. Zany convoluted lies to both reveal the truth. Like he goes through a bunch of zany lies and then the friends do a bunch of zany lies to get them together at the end. And like,
yeah.
So many zany lies. Isn't it so cute to lie to your friends and loved ones?
So fun. Yeah, the biggest thing I could think of his zany lie setup of like, he spent all day cooking that meal and then nobody's going to eat it. And then Kathy Bates has to clean up the kitchen. And
of course.
Really? We couldn't have done this over beer?
She like, probably also had to buy all the groceries.
Yeah. And then we've mentioned him briefly, but there is a cute kid in this movie and is very wise advice.
Yeah.
He's got no teeth and he's so cute.
Yeah. She's his fiance who died kid from a previous to him relationship, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. And then we get a big speech at the end to make up, and it's in front of people, except they don't know that they're being recorded by their friends. So that's not sketchy at all.
No. And then, like, cast into a giant bar?
Deli?
I don't know. Sure. It's very strange. There's, like...
public location.
Like Zoe Deschanel's, like, eating waffles, but Bradley Cooper's drinking a beer, and there's, like 7 million screens. It looks like an Apple, a Genius bar.
Yeah.
It's one end, it's very weird, but it's like 2006.
It's like a diner, but that serves beer. I don't really know.
It has big monitors.
Yeah. It's like a diner sports bar.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's enough tropes. Yes. Lindsay, does this pass the Bechdel test?
Yes. Because Zooey Deschanel is there and she's so quirky. But like they talk about her job, which technically is about men, but they talk about it in other aspects. They talk about what Sarah Jessica's going to do with her life. And they also talk about this mockingbird that Zooey Deschanel tries to kill.
Yes.
So but there you go.
Continuing the weird threads of weird animal situations. Okay. Speaking of, let's make a pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my other note. Zoonotic diseases. Don't give birds the CPR. Don't.
Yeah. Don't put your mouth on birds.
You will get a disease.
Yeah. And I don't think you can give birds CPR.
Well, technically, I skimmed it in the trivia, but somebody in the trivia was like, they were giving birds CPR, the wrong kind of CPR. And I was like, oh my God. Maybe somebody needs to go outside away from their phone for a little while.
Indeed.
So apparently you can give birds CPR, but don't quote me on that. I've never heard of it. And also, I'm pretty sure considering birds' bones and the pressure you need to start hearts again, that you would just kill them by crushing their entire bodies.
Yeah. Basically, we're not vets. Don't take veterinary advice from us.
Yes, but
also this movie.
Yes, don't put your mouth near birds.
Yeah.
Really, your hands? Like, birds are gross.
Yeah. Wild animals they have lots of diseases. Okay.
Okay.
Hi. let's start with weird animal stuff.
Yeah. So the point of this is Bradley Cooper's like, you're not in sync with the universe, which is weird because
who cares
for so many reasons. And also, like, why is it just happening now?
Yeah,
but
there's like the three beat of him getting bitten by weirder and weirder animals, and so much animal stuff. I'm gonna say like, is 40% too much?
No, 40 was what I was thinking because like, I've seen this movie once, and that's the thing I remember.
Yeah.
Is the animal stuff.
Okay. Then we've got fun side characters.
I do enjoy them.
Yes.
Again, Bradley Cooper. Good in small parts.
Yeah.
30? Yep.
Yeah.
Good. 30%. Also, Terry Bradshaw, when he has his naked room scene, is pretty entertaining and wise.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird cameos.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker's bangs.
Yeah.
Woo. Present.
They are bangs. 10%?
Yeah, 10 is good. And that leaves us with 20 for Pampered Man-Child, which I think is perfect because he's just it's such a roller coaster of emotions, I feel, for him.
Yeah. And yeah, like, I feel bad for him by the end, but at the beginning, mm-hmm. you're just like, oh my god, like, wash your own clothes.
Yeah, like, I have two notes about him in my notes, and one is, I don't like him very much, but I could be on a boat with Matthew McConaughey, which I feel like most people would agree with me with.
Yeah, yeah, fine, yeah.
And then the second one is, I never thought I'd be on his side, so...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you kind of end up rooting for him, which is unexpected in this movie. Mm-hmm. What do we think is next for them?
Nothing. Like,
yeah,
I just,
I don't care, I think.
The main thing of, like, I don't care at all.
Yeah, mainly because she was so flat.
She was, I don't have any feelings about what happens to them at all.
Yeah.
So.
No. But, like, I would say this is more of a him getting over his mm-hmm. trauma from losing his fiance and, like, coming out of his shell, and her realizing that she should get a real job.
Being forced into having a real job, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it'll be a good relationship for both of them, but I don't really care if it lasts or not.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
And Lindsay, what's next for us?
First Wives Club month continues. Yay! So, of course, on the Patreon, we'll be doing First Wives Club coming up soon. Very excited. And on the main feed next is Baby Boom with Diane Keaton from the 80s, which I've never seen.
Oh, it's so fun.
And
or I remember it as being fun.
That will be an adventure.
Indeed. Indeed. And that brings us to the end of this episode. You can leave us a rating or a review wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on social media at Tarts and Hearts Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and at Tarts and Hearts on Twitter.
You can also head to our website at chartsandhearts.com, where you can submit your suggestions for rom-coms and tropes for us to add to the list. We'll say that we went for another one of our super efficient planning beer meetings.
Indeed.
This weekend and have... the rest of the year planned.
Pretty much. But, yeah.
But also we have 178 movies on our spreadsheet still. So, but keep them coming, because as we've said, we're definitely looking for non-heterosexual, non-white movies when we possibly can.
Indeed.
We will be posting the full schedule of from now until Christmas on our Patreon. Yeah. As well as you get access to all our Patreon episodes. So come join us for $2 a month at patreon.com/chartsandheartsclub.
And you can always let us know your thoughts on this movie. And in the meantime, she certainly is Yar.